We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Completely open phones every Friday for your enjoyment and our little pleasure as well. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Daniel in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Tim, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I got a little problem here. I got a nice St. Augustine lawn, but the parkway, the grass is always brown. And I don't know, do you think maybe I got a chinch bug problem? Maybe not enough water? Or maybe the neighbor's dog's just peeing on it too much? What do you think?
No, you know what? That's a seasonal grass. And when it gets real hot, it's real tough to grow it green. Is it your grass?
Yeah, it's, well, the city makes me pay for it and water it, and then they keep digging it up to fix tree roots.
Well, you know, there's something you can put on it, which I do, and you know, some states it's illegal to sell this stuff. I'm going to look up what it's called here, because there's a lot of, they said there's a lot of lead in this. But let me look this up, you know, during this next commercial break, and I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, I appreciate it.
But there's like a chemical you can put on it, and, God damn.
Ethylmethyl bromide type stuff?
No, you know what? I'll look it up during the break, but I have a bag of it in my house, and I've been told by, you know, the company that sells it, in like five or six states in the United States, it's illegal because there's so much lead and crap in it, so I don't use it much anymore.
You know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, now I got a daughter. But you don't have any kids?
I got two.
Yeah, then you don't want to use this.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, the lead that's in it. I mean, if you're a single guy and you're going for it and you want the lawn to look great, you know, fine. But if you got kids running around, they don't want to ingest this stuff.
Unless the kids are really bothering me, then maybe I do want to use it, you know?
throw it on the kids then. All right, buddy. Thanks for going. I'll try to tell you what it is. And, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I'll figure it out during the break. Let's talk to Jeff in Mission Viejo. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Good. I am going to invest in a little thing I think is a scheme, and I want to get your opinion about them.
All right.
All right. With the real estate market crashing and people trying to buy and sell, it's a place that considers themselves a university, and you invest a certain amount of money. They teach you what to do, and then someone gets the money. It's almost like a pyramid scheme. What do you think about those deals that are going on nowadays?
Well, where is this university? Is it in town?
Yes, it's in town, and then they have the classes in Glendale. Am I allowed to say the name of the place?
No, I'd rather not. But you sign it for a class, and then you got to get two or three other people to sign up?
Right. People come in under you, and you don't make money until you signed up the fourth loser or, you know, person that says, okay, I'll sign up for it.
Right. Does it seem like a scam to you?
It does, because I see when I Google it and I search on the internet, there's nothing but negativity. But then people say, oh, they've changed and they've changed their ways. They're totally different now.
So, well, you know what? There was a company that was going to advertise about 4 years on the 4 years ago on the station.
Okay.
And Jack Silver asked if I'd be, you know, if I'd do the spots for it. And I said, well, yeah, let me check it out on the internet. And I went on the internet, and every single article I read about the company was negative.
Nice.
And so I ended up not doing it. And as a matter of fact, they turned him down at the station eventually.
Okay.
You know, which is sort of odd to turn anybody down. But there was so much negative crap about it that, you know, anytime you go on the internet and every single article you read about it is a scam, then, you know, you've got to use your noggin.
Yeah, there's my answer.
I mean, your common sense tells you not to go, right?
Right. It's between $1,000 and $19,000 for this school, but it's called an investment at the same time. It just seems kind of fishy to me.
Yeah, it does seem like a you know, maybe a legal pyramid. There was a company that was doing that with product, where,
okay,
you know, if you buy product, then you got to bring somebody in, and they got to bring two people in. They got to bring two people in. And, again, it sounds like, you know, when they don't talk about the product or they don't talk about the school, they just talk about how you have to bring other people in. That always seems like a scam.
Okay.
You know? How old are you?
All right. 31.
31. Yeah, you're not in a position at 31 to start making these bad investments.
No. I'm not in the position to be dropping $19,000 right away.
No. You got to save on to that. Hold on to that, though.
Okay.
Do some more investigating, but I'm my initial reaction to that is it's doesn't sound good.
Right on. I love your banking advice you give.
Buddy, you're the best.
Good. Appreciate it. I work in a credit union, so everything you say is true, just so your
Jesus,
listeners know.
Look at that. All right. Thanks, Bubba.
All right, Timmy.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. But you know what? Maybe it's bad advice. Maybe he could have made millions. You know, that's what will probably happen. Every stock I invest in goes in the toilet. I'm surprised I didn't have IndyMac stock this morning. Let's talk to Dave in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, hey. Boy, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, listen, I just got a not different thank you for your show.
All right.
It's won't Tim Conway and Kerry Cason sell on the radio on the week?
That's not
you
a
like
bad.
That?
It's not a bad idea. Those shows have we got a bad connection with you, buddy. Those shows have gone away. I have one show on weekends now. It's with Dave Harden and Covenant Mortgage. We're doing 3 hours, and that guy's kicking ass. But yeah, I hear you, dude. Maybe we were on too long on Sunday, so I got one guy left, Dave Harden, and he's kicking ass. So, and you know, by the way, I don't want to get in. It's too late on Friday to get involved with idiots like you. Let's talk to Phil in Pacific Palisades. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I am not a high-tech guy, but I've discovered something about my cell phone that might save your listeners some money.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm in my car. My cell phone is sitting on my console. There's no wire, nothing hanging from my ear or anything else. And I'm just talking to you through my speakerphone. How's that?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people know that that exists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm one of the last, then.
Jesus Christ. All right, now,
Christ.
When you go to the bathroom and you use that little roll of paper to wipe your ass, that's always much nicer feeling about an hour later than if you don't, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just telling you that you may not be the first guy to discover the speakerphone nor a toilet paper.
I did discover the paper recently.
Okay. All right, get out of here. Jesus Christ. What does he think he's calling? You know, guys who live in the third world, there's such thing as a speakerphone. Yeah, everybody's got one, and we've been all using them since about 1972. Let's talk to Jay in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I have a traffic question to see if you pass it. Okay,
right.
If you're traveling towards an intersection and it's a light with a red arrow and a green arrow, are you allowed to make a right turn on the red arrow?
A right turn on a red arrow?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because that's been happening a lot at this one intersection I go to, and so finally today I printed up all these papers from the traffic school, the driving information booklet or whatever, that says you can't turn on the red.
Right.
Because somebody's been blowing their horn behind me every time I'm at that stop. So today I just finally pulled out one of the papers, walked up to the old woman's window and handed it to her. She goes, oh, I have to call City Hall about this.
Well, it sounds like that. Is it near the Orange Line in the Valley?
No, it's in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, no, you can't make a red on a red. You can't do anything on a red arrow.
Right. And so many people keep blasting away behind me. I had to finally just print up a stack of these papers to point it out to these people.
You know what you should do? Is go to a Big Five and get an actual arrow, like an arrow from a bow and arrow, and put that through the woman's heart next time she honks at you.
Well,
she'll get the
many
message.
Many people are doing it, so that's why I'm saying you knew it. I don't know why all these other weirdos don't.
No, you can't. You know, people in L.A. are the worst drivers. They really are.
Exactly.
And you know, I see this almost every single day where a guy makes a right on a red at the Orange Line and goes right across the bus lane. Well, the bus has the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every day.
Well, they're getting it confused with right turn on red, and I just said, that's a red arrow. You can't turn on a red arrow.
No, you're a genius, buddy.
You too.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, there he goes. God almighty. Let's talk to Fritz in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Timmy, how are you, man?
Hey, dude.
All chalk at Hollywood Park tonight. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, really? What did the six pay?
8,300. Eight races. Four races were chalk. Four races paid over $13.
Yeah, and what did did they go five out of six?
Yeah, $94.
That's always the worst. You know, there was a five that paid $113 last week, I believe, at Belmont.
Yeah.
And the six paid $112,000.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah, I'd rather not get the five at that point.
Yeah, that caller was trying to tell you that Curlin's in the Man Award at Belmont.
Oh, at Belmont, okay.
Yeah, he threw the five morning line.
Yeah, that's going to be, I mean, what time does that race go off, by the way?
Let me look. It'll probably go about ninth race there. It'll probably go off about 4, about 3:30 here.
Is Better Talk Now in that race?
Yeah, he's the horse to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody can beat Curlin, it'll be Better Talk Now.
Yeah, I like Better Talk Now. I'm going to go with one.
And Colonel John tomorrow in the swap's going to be the horse to beat.
Yeah, I like that Better Talk Now.
I love that horse. Yeah. I love that horse in the Breeders' Cup.
Let's hit that thing tomorrow.
Well, let's hope the racing guys don't close Hollywood Park. It would break our hearts.
All right, I like, mark this down, Red Rocks and Better Talk Now.
Oh, definitely.
1661. All right, see you.
Take
good
care,
luck.
Brother. All you
right.
Too, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Completely open phones, anything you'd like to talk about, we'll throw you on the air. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The guy who called earlier about the fertilizer, I tried to think of the name of the fertilizer that will green up your lawn in like 24 hours or 48 hours. It's called Ironite, I-R-O-M-I-T-E. And it's illegal in some states because of the chemical makeup of it. I think there's a problem with it in Orange County as well, but I don't know. I don't buy any of that stuff, though. I just I still do it on the front lawn because my daughter doesn't play that. But the back lawn, I don't throw it on. But it's called Ironite, I-R-O-N-I-T-E. I know they sell it at Home Depot. And it's, I don't know, it's a 20-pound bag you can get for like 20 or 30 bucks. But it does, you throw that on your lawn, a little water, and the next day, maybe the next 2 days, you'll notice a big difference. I-R-O-N-I-T-E. They're not a sponsor here. I'm just telling you what I've learned in my days and trying to get green that lawn up, man. All right, 520-9710. Let's talk to a Stephen Fullerton. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, well, I got kind of a serious question for you.
What do you got?
Well, I knocked up my girlfriend, man, and I'm pretty much stressing out pretty hard right now.
Look at that.
I don't want to have... What's that?
You knocked up your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How long ago?
About a month ago, and right now, as we sit here, nobody knows it, and I got to tell somebody, and I want to tell my buddy Tim.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, I know you're a father, and I need a little bit of advice here, man, because she cannot have an abortion, I'm sorry, she'll freak out, you know.
Right.
She's the kind of girl who cries every time we go to the dog pound, or sees that commercial on TV with the dogs, you know, from New Orleans.
How old is she?
She's 22.
She pretty hot?
Yeah, I mean, she's hot. I mean, and the thing is, we've been together like 5 years. I mean, we got a pretty committed relationship here, but we're not married, you know. Which
yeah, but you know what? Dude, nobody's ever ready for a kid.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone tells me, but it's it's pretty hard to take in, you know?
Yeah, I know. And it's, I don't know. If the only thing I regret about having my daughter, who's 2.5, she'll be 3 in October, is that I didn't do it 10 or 20 years earlier.
Oh, yeah?
You know? I didn't have, because I don't have the energy now that I had when I was, you know, your age.
Yeah, well, you know, but being a 25 year old
father, you got a job?
Yeah, it's a decent job, yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a sales rep for, you know, I don't want to say the company.
All right, what does she do?
She works, it's like kind of clerical work, but she makes a decent living as well.
And you guys both pretty sober?
Sober, as in, yeah, I mean, drugs-wise, yeah, I mean, I drink.
Right.
I've been drinking, but no,
all right. You know, you sound like a decent kid. In most circumstances, when people call the station, I'd say, go to Mexico. But but you sound like a decent guy, and I don't know her, but I don't know, maybe you want to, spin the wheel and go for it. Roll the dice.
Well, that's all I can do right now, you know.
I have a pretty good sense of who's going to be a good father and a bad father, and my initial reaction to you is I think you'd be a decent father, a good father.
Oh, geez. Well, I hope, I guess, you know.
You come from probably a good family.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Mom and Dad still together?
No, but, I mean, that lasted until I was about 18, so, I mean, it wasn't like I grew up with that.
No, so they stayed together in misery until you graduated high school.
yeah, right. And I felt that when I was a kid, but, you know.
Yeah, they probably hated each other since you were three, but they hung out.
Yeah, no residual from that, though, man. I'm all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't think about that every 20 seconds.
No, not at all.
All right, dude, you're a decent kid. Call us back if you have that baby. And if it's a boy, that sucker better be named Tim.
I will, man.
All right, dude. All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, everybody. Ronnie in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
Evening, Tim. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
I'm wondering, you know, I've been dating a few, I'd say, successful women here in L.A. over the last couple of years, and it seems that women of these demographic sort of the women that fall on this economic level that I've been dating that are successful, it seems that they all have these type of problems and are using medication, whether it's anxiety or antidepressants, mainly those two.
Right. Well, let me ask you, though, when those chicks, how are their relationships with their fathers?
You know what? That's a good question, because I'd say more than two-thirds of them weren't very close with their dads and didn't speak very much of them.
Yeah. So, see, I have a theory that women on antidepressants had a terrible relationship with their dad. Either he wasn't around or he was just, non-existent in the house. He was abusive or something.
Yeah, and then it's weird, because on the flip side, women I've dated who aren't very successful, they're great people, and, you know, they don't make very much money. They don't touch an antidepressant or Prozac or an anti-anxiety pill. I mean, they go nowhere near it. It's weird.
Ronnie, I'm going to give you a piece of advice that I hope you hold on to for the rest of your life, okay? The first thing you do when you start dating a chick is look in that medicine cabinet and see what this lunatic's on. And if she's on major antidepressants, pass.
Yeah, you know, I'm usually in the medicine cabinet looking for lubricant or looking for other things.
Yeah. It is a life of ups and downs, adjusting medication, psychiatrists, psychologists, blaming their past on everybody, or blaming their failures on everybody's past. It's hell.
Yeah. All right. All
pass
right.
on well, the that, medication.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, buddy. All right, take care of yourself. Yeah, gang, that is one thing you got to do. Look at that medicine cabinet. She's on some psychotic drugs or even low-level antidepressants. I take real hard look at that. All right, let's talk to Nicole in Temecula. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, baby.
I feel so bad that you said you're having bad luck with the stock market.
I have the worst.
I have a little stock tip for you.
What do you got?
I just give it to you. There's a company called Green Earth Technologies. The symbols for them is GETG, and you can go on their website, but they actually are in the process of making it's totally biodegradable motor oil. So you can pour it in your garden when you're done. You don't have to go to the disposal centers. It's totally made out of animal byproducts, and it's pretty cool, but it's not even out on the market yet. It doesn't come out until October. We bought it for like 11 cents. It's up to $4, and they're saying it's going to go up to $10 hopefully by October, so might be good to get into.
Well, if you want to go back down 11 cents?
No.
I'll buy a share Monday. Can you eat? I mean, after you put it in your car, can you cook eggs with it?
No, you can't cook eggs with it, from what I understand. But
it's completely
put through all kinds of tests lately, and I guess it breaks down in like 3-4 days once it's out of your car. Mm. And it's they say it performs better than synthetic. It has a higher flash point than synthetic oil, so it's performing better than synthetic.
All right, well, I'll look into it, baby.
Yeah, it's looking good. They actually had a whole episode of CSI New York that was all about the product. Right. So check out the website.
And you bought it for 11 cents?
Yeah.
And how many shares did you buy?
I bought it for 11 cents. He bought like 1,400 shares, and I bought it for 60 cents, I want to say. And I bought also about 1,500 shares. So.
All right. Well, check it out when it opens Tuesday. It'll be back at 11 cents.
Okay, great.
If that's happened, I bought a share.
Okay.
All right. See you, baby. All right. Bye. There she goes. That sounds like a decent investment. That sounds like something I would do, get suckered over the air and lose about 10 grand. All right. Ben in Fulton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, man. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, dude.
Hey, first time going to the horse races in 2 weeks. Know nothing about it. You got any tips?
Yeah, don't plan on 2 weeks in advance and going to the track.
All right.
That should be a spontaneous thing. You know, a guy calls you on the way to the track. Hey, you want to go?
It's a family thing. Somebody planned.
I got a, for a first-time guy, you know what? My first inclination is just say, bet the chalk, you know, bet the favorite, $2 to win, you know, $2 to place, $2 to show, and just enjoy yourself. You got any dough?
Yeah, I mean, we got a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think the worst thing that can happen is you go out there and you win like 10 grand on the first day, then you're hooked. It's like happened to me. It's like,
I wouldn't hate that, I'll tell you that much.
It's like Mickey Rooney said, he only lost $2 at Hollywood Park, but he spent $2 million trying to get it back. All right, buddy. Good luck out there. We got to take off, but bet a couple of bucks on the favorite. Enjoy yourself. Don't go, balls out. All right, stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes. They'll coming up immediately here, and then I'll see you guys Monday right after the Tom Likas show. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if you were to, ask Joe one thing that was very important about him. Something that you would, eventually like and learn to love and learn to marry and learn to have kids with. Uh-oh. What would that be?
Who would that be?
What would it be?
Oh. Joe.
Yes.
First of all, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming all this way from Santa Monica.
No problem.
You know.
We're off to a rocking start here.